Mandarin 2, Unit 1, Regional Accents. Mandarin, China's standard spoken language, is taught in schools throughout mainland China and Taiwan. It has become even more widespread through the reach of television. Today, virtually all young people on both sides of the Taiwan Strait understand and speak Mandarin, in addition to their native dialects. As you might expect, the degree of fluency varies. Few people in the South can reproduce the kind of Mandarin heard on television or in films. For instance, when Southerners speak Mandarin, they tend to stress every syllable. The soft sound, also known as the neutral tone, is often absent from their speech. Whereas Northerners will leave particles and the last syllable of certain compound words unstressed, people from Taiwan or Hong Kong are more likely to give equal stress to each syllable. For example, Northerners will pronounce the word that means to be acquainted with as
认识,
falling in neutral tones, while Southerners will pronounce it
认识,
stressing the last syllable and giving it its full dictionary tonal value. The neutral tone always occurs in the last syllable of a compound word. The absence of this tone does not usually cause confusion or misunderstanding, but it does mark the speaker as a Southerner. Particles. In Chinese, particles such as
le, de,
and
ne
perform a number of important functions. For this reason, they are sometimes called function words. For instance, to indicate that an action has already taken place, you add
le
to the verb
吃了,
ate,
看了,
saw. The particle
the
can indicate possession.
我的书,
my book. You have also come across
呢,
as in
你呢?
What about you? Some particles, including these three, are always pronounced with the neutral tone. The word neutral is used because their exact tonal value depends on that of the preceding syllable. Whatever tonal value they acquire in natural speech is barely audible. That is why they are also said to be soft.